Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
In the race for governor, who can you trust to lead Oklahoma forward and protect our conservative values and way of life? The Oklahoma Farm Bureau has made their selection, and they strongly endorse Todd Lamb for governor. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau says Todd Lamb values the needs of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And Todd Lamb will stand up for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. On Tuesday, June 26th, vote for Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
At the end of this last week, the Trump administration announcing tariffs against the Chinese, $34 billion initially being announced by the administration. And Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital said the Chinese have already drawn up their list of retaliatory tariffs against the Trump tariffs, and beef is a part of the list.
Ones in particular that we're looking at are the tariffs based upon the intellectual property theft that the U.S. has accused China of doing. So we do expect that once those go into place, which will probably happen in early July, that the Chinese will immediately retaliate. And beef is on the retaliation list for these intellectual property transgressions. So it's going to hit us.
The Chinese placing 25% retaliatory tariffs on multiple farm goods. As Colin mentions, beef is on the list. Also grain, sorghum, soybeans, cotton, wheat, pork, and others, all a part of this response to the U.S. issuing a 25% tariff earlier on Friday on 1,102 Chinese goods over the intellectual property rights theft that the Chinese are being accused of. As for the Chinese, analysts say they pick trade targets for maximum political impact while minimizing discomfort to its citizens. Soybeans are by far the largest U.S. farm export to China, but Brazil is actually its leading supplier. Along with the tariffs, the Chinese Commerce Ministry has also said a recent offer to buy billions more of U.S. goods, including farm exports, is now off the table. Mike Conaway has a list. He's checking it twice. He's trying to find basically Republicans who voted no the first time to the House Farm Bill. He wants to get them convinced that they need to vote yes this go-round. 29 Republicans voted against the bill. He wants them to change their vote. And there's another 7 GOP members who were absent the day of the first vote when the House Farm Bill proposal failed, 198 to 213. No Democrats voted in favor of the bill. That is not likely to change this go around because of the SNAP reforms that the Republicans have demanded to be included in the measure. It looks like the Senate may vote, perhaps even this week, on a farm bill as well. It's more of a bipartisan effort. No SNAP reforms there. Democrats are happy because of that. It was a 20-1 vote in favor of the measure. House Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Ag Committee voting in favor of the measure. Only Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa voted nay in that vote last week on the Senate Agriculture Committee. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's summertime. Lots of big auctions ahead of us at Superior Video Livestock Auction starting Thursday, June 21st. It'll be the 2018 Tallgrass Yearling Auction starting 9 a.m. Central Time. It'll come out of Emporia, Kansas. Then Big Sky Roundup comes 27th and 28th of June, and the Week in the Rockies for 2018, the 9th through the 13th of July. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.